Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Karahati Audil Muslimina Fi Hibatihi Lam Yusallimha Ilal Mohubilahu Wa Fi Hibatiha Wahabaha Liwaladihi Wa Sallamaha O Lam Yusallimha. This is the chapter that is dealing with the detestability of one taking back a gift, something that is gifted to the next person. Firstly, we must realize that when is a gift complete? A gift is complete when one person gives another person a gift, and that person now takes possession of that gift. Now this gifting is completed. Very often people are confused. They think that they have given something as a gift when the person that is receiving the gift hasn't yet taken possession. Only when the person that is receiving the gift takes possession, now that person becomes the owner of it. So that is the first part, is when a gift is complete. Gift is only complete with possession. In other words, the person that is receiving must take possession. Sometimes people make this mistake, especially when it comes to estates. What happens is they think that they've given this house to the wife, they've given that car to the child, they've given this investment to another person, but there is no possession been taken by any means of that child. The person is still staying in that house, he's still paying the accounts for the house, he's doing everything in the house, but in his mind he's thinking he has gifted the thing to his wife. Gifting it means the person must take full possession of it. If that car, he has gifted it, for example, to the child, the car must be given to in the possession of that child. So now the child has the full right to use it and has the possession of it. Different ways of taking possession. One is he gives the keys of the car. Oh, there's a car, this car is yours. Now that possession is taken. It doesn't have to park it at his place, but any type of possession that is taken. So this is one thing that is very important as far as gifting is concerned. Sometimes a mother thinks that I'm giving this jewelry to that daughter, but the jewelry is not yet gifted. There was one person in this masjid, a musalli of ours, nice person. So he one day came to see me as far as his estate planning is concerned. So when I mentioned this to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I told him that the jewelry has to be given in their hands, can't just be in the will. The wife is saying that the jewelry goes to this person, goes to that person. It must be given in the lifetime. Then the daughters, for example, become the owner of the jewelry. Otherwise, it will go as per the normal estate. So he, that very same day, immediately after speaking to me, he went and he called his daughters, called his children, and his wife distributed that jewelry. 2 days later, she passed away. Yeah, where she was normal, healthy. He came to speak, as far as estate planning is concerned, for himself. But just by the way, he asked about his wife. And he took a will and he signed the will and he went. But immediately that shows that these sort of things need to be sorted out immediately. So when a person wants, for example, the wife wanted to gift the jewelry to the daughters, she gave it immediately. Now when that she passed away, it no longer formed part of her estate. But so long as it was still in her possession, and possession was not given to the daughters, they would not have been the owners of the jewelry. So anyway, coming back, so this is what makes a gift valid, that possession is taken by the person that is receiving it. So this is one part of that gifting. And now the second part that we are doing as far as these hadiths are concerned is that a person now, he takes back that gift. He asked for that gift back. In other words, I'm no longer gifting it to you. Now this detestability, Sharia, as far as our mazhab is concerned, that Sharia is disliked, it is very, very reprehensible that a person gives something and he takes it back. However, it is permissible to take back. But it's not something that is like, it's not something that is encouraged, as we will see from these ahadith. And then there are certain exclusions. At the end we'll do the exclusions, where after a person has gifted, then there's no way he can take back. We'll do those exclusions also. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, الَّذِي يَعُودُ فِي هِبَتِهِ كَالْكَلْبِ يَرُجِعُ فِي قَيْهِ. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes back a gift is like a dog that returns its own vomit, that laps its own vomit. The dog that laps its own vomit, this person is like that. He has given a gift and now he's taking it back. Firstly, it's likened to a dog, such a dirty animal, and then lapping that vomit of it to show how much more detestable it is. وفي رواية in one riwayat رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said مثل الذي يرجع في صدقته كمثل الكلب يقيء ثم يعود في قيئه فيأكله. Another narration has the example of a person who takes back his charity is like that of a dog that vomits and then returns to eat its own vomit. وفي رواية الأعيد في هبته كالأعيد في قيعه. In another riwayat it has, one person who takes back his gift is like the one who takes back his vomit. Person that takes back his gift is like him swallowing his own vomit. Once that vomit comes out, now it's something that's so dirty, it's something that's so detestable, nobody likes it, nobody even likes to clean it also. So this person who takes back his gift is like that person now who decides to eat his own or take back his own vomit. One Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu qal, حملت على فرس في سبيل الله فأضاعه الذي كان عنده فأردت أن أشتريه وظننت أنه يبيعه برخص فسألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لا تشتريه ولا تعد في صدقتك وإن أعطاكه بدرهم فإن العائد في صدقته كالعائد في قيعه متفق عليه. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that I gave a horse away as sadaqah to a mujahid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what he did was he had one horse, as sadaqah he gave it to one person who was going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take this horse. So he given it as sadaqah in the path of Allah. But the person that received that horse did not take good care of it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I wanted to buy it back and thought that he would sell it to me at a low price. And because I gave the gift, so I thought this person will sell this horse back to me at a low price. I wanted to buy it back. Now look at Sahaba. Something that looks so simple to us, that now he had given one horse as a gift. He wanted to buy that horse back. He went and made mashura with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something that we would normally think as something not necessary. Why do I need to make mashura? I want to buy. But this was Sahaba. Everything they would make mashura of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that I went and I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, do not buy it nor take back your sadaqah, even if he gives it to you for one dirham. One who takes back, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes back his sadaqah is like the one who takes back his own vomit. One who takes back his sadaqah is like the one who takes back his own vomit. Now why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, don't buy it? We're talking about where a person takes back his own sadaqah or he takes back his own gift. But yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, don't buy it. Because what normally would happen is if somebody had gifted you something and that person wants to buy it from you, wants to buy it back from you, then what would happen is because he gave the first time as a gift, so the person selling will sell it a little bit cheap. Now that little bit cheap also is like taking back that gift. Why? Because the normal price, for example, is 100. Now this person is selling it at 80. So that 20 difference is like taking back your own gift or taking back your own sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even like that. So you see how reprehensible it is to take back their own gift. Now one, we spoke about when is the gift complete. And now when can a person take back that gift? It's something that is detestable, disliked, but when is it valid? Valid means it will go through. It will go through, firstly, the person that is returning it now is happy to return it. He's happy that the person that gave it now, maybe he has some regrets, so he don't want to give it any longer, or whatever the reason, it financial trouble, he wants to take it. So the person giving it back, this person now is happy to give it back. However, there are certain exclusions. When these exclusions occur, then there's no such thing as even taking the gift back. The first is, when the person that had received the gift, he did some additions to the gift. For example, if one person gave another person a two-bedroom house, say this house is yours, and this person went and built a third bedroom and fourth bedroom, or he went and renovated that whole house and made it nice, so there were some additions done to the house, and there isn't such a thing as the person that gifted can ask for that gift back. That's no longer valid. The next thing is, when any one of the two parties passes away, maut, and in other words, if the person gifting or the person that received the gift, if he passes away, finished, there is no such thing as ever taking the gift back. The next thing is iwaz, where one person has gifted something, the person receiving had gave a small exchange for it, he paid a certain amount for it. So because there was an exchange, now in Sharia this is no longer treated as a gift, this is now treated as a sale. Because I gave you something and you had given me something in return for it, so now this is no longer, this is known as an iwaz. So you had given me something in return, so there is no such thing as me taking back that gift. The next thing is, when the person that received the gift, he sells that gift or he gives it away, so it's no longer in his ownership. He may have gifted it, he may have sold it, he may have whatever may have happened to it, but it's no longer in his possession. He may, for whatever reason, he doesn't have it in his ownership any longer. Either he gifted it or he sold it. So now it's no longer in his possession. So there's no way the person that had given the gift initially can claim that gift back. The next thing is, when a husband gives the wife or the wife gives the husband a gift, so now here there's no such thing as claiming the gift back, because this is between spouses. The next thing in Shariat, where a person can't claim the gift back, is when there's qarabat. In other words, where the is between close relatives. For example, the father had given the son had given the father a gift, one brother had given another brother a gift, so where, or the sister had given the brother, etc., where there is close relatives, and now the gift has been given between them, here there is no such thing as taking the gift back. And the last is, where a person had given another person a gift, and for whatever reason that gift got destroyed, either naturally, or either that person destroyed it himself, or for whatever reason, this thing now is destroyed, it's no longer in existence, now it's no longer, it may be eaten up, or whatever, it may be over a period of time, depreciation, whatever happened to it, now it's completely destroyed. Now the person that had given the gift, he can no longer ask for that gift back, because now this gift is destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. So sometimes people, because of our lack of understanding, we don't know when the gift is complete. And sometimes when people want to take gifts back also, they don't know in which circumstances it can be taken back. Although this is something that is so detestable, we should keep these hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like a dog lapping its vomit, or it's like that person himself swallowing his own vomit when he's asking for something back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.